A little bit about Wednesday night, the discipleship class. What we're going to do is meet together in the sanctuary for worship, and then the discipleship class will take place in the outer foyer with Pastor Mark, and then in here we're going to continue to pray like we have been on Wednesday nights. I don't feel to stop prayer. So join us on Wednesday nights. Please come. Come and pray. Amen? That's so weak. Come and pray, right? We need prayer. There's value in prayer. Amen? All right. Today we're finishing the God Kind of Wisdom series. And the title of today is The Value of Wisdom. And today we're going to read out of Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. So if you stand with me for the reading of the word, The Value of Wisdom. Chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of God and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth, come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. Father, we thank you for this time that we could be together in your word. I pray that, Lord, we would have a greater understanding of righteousness and justice and equity and every good path, Father, as we go through your word today. Lord, let it come alive inside of us. I pray that, Lord, your word would wash us and cleanse us today, Father, that we would be planted on that rock. Lord, we would stay on that rock. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. Everybody say, wisdom. Wisdom is a key necessity for those that are walking with the Lord. Amen. There's so much benefit for walking in the... I'm just checking that thing. There's so much benefit to walking in the wisdom that comes from God, not our own wisdom. Amen. I guess you could say, don't be wise in your own eyes, but be wise in the eyes of God. Amen? See things God's way, and it'll save you from a lot of trouble, I believe. As long as we're obedient to what God shows you. Because he can show you things, but we not do it. You know, and the word declares that if you know to do right and you don't do it, it is sin. Thank you, Greg, for that one amen. So today, as we walk through this passage, you know, let's gain understanding of his wisdom that he wants to impart to us. Amen? He uses the word if three times in this passage. The if puts a requirement for us to follow through with what we hear. You know, it's kind of like Mission Impossible. If you choose this assignment. You know, and it's going to just self-destruct in 5 minutes, but the Word of God will never self-destruct, amen? But if we choose not to, there can be destruction. So we want to go through these ifs today and take a look at them and see how they apply to our lives. It's like he's laid it out for us to have a gift, and we get to choose whether we want the gift or not. And the only requirement that we have is that to do it, amen, to do it his way and not our way. You know, a lot of people like to do the Word of God their way, not God's way, not the way he intended it. They imply things for their own self. And we just kind of get this thing in our head that God understands what we're doing, but God does understand. He understands if you're doing it wrong. And there's his way. Amen? And that's what we want to be in. So the first if, number one today, if You receive His words and treasure His commands. You know, I read this quote the other day. It said, you're free to choose, but you're not free from the consequences of your choice. You're free to choose, but you're not free from the consequences of your choice. Because every decision we make has consequences, amen? So I'd rather have my consequences be laying in the Lord, not in my own, amen? Not making my own decisions that go against the Word of God. I want to make my decisions based on the Word of God, based on the wisdom of God, that I'm walking with God, that He's walking with me, amen? We have to decide that we're going to receive it and do it His way. What it boils down to is accepting God's words as the way to live and guarding it with your life. And that you guard the Word of God with your life. That your life depends on you walking in the Word. And it really does. It depends. And I'm not talking about in a natural sense. I'm talking about, well, even in the natural sense, your life depends on, are you guarding the Word of God in your life? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, but we have this treasure, everybody say treasure, in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Amen. So there's a deposit in your life when you receive the treasure of the Word of God that is powerful. The Word of God is powerful. Amen. It is powerful. Everybody say powerful. The Word of God is powerful, and when it's in you, it's the power to change your life. The Word of God is the power to change your life. And listen, it changes our lives into the image of Christ, that we begin to look like Jesus. Amen? Has anybody ever accused you of looking like Jesus? No, some are saying no, some are saying amen. That's the idea, that we're changed, that we're molded into the image of Christ. Amen? This is what happens when we receive His Word into our lives. When we don't, the excellency is not formed in us, and we continue to live in sin and suffer many afflictions in this life. It's so quiet. When we don't receive that excellency of the Word of God, it's not formed in us, and we continue to live in sin and suffer many afflictions in this life. That's what happens. Knowing the Word and not doing it or receiving it into your life, it's not a good thing. Knowing it and not doing it is not a good thing. We want the benefits of knowing God, but are not willing to conform to the Word of God. See, and that's where we make our mistake. That takes us back to the passage last week, where we doubt, where we're double-minded, where we're tossed around. That's what happens to us when we don't conform to God's Word, amen? And that's where we need to conform. We need to conform to the Word. Listen, you don't need to conform to what I'm saying. You need to conform to what God is saying, amen? You need to conform to the Word. And I pray that I'm teaching the Word enough in this house that we're conforming to what I have to say, because that's the Word of God. Amen? We should want to receive the Word and do it and work the junk out of our lives. You know, not why we want now, work the junk out of our lives now while we still have time. Because we still have time, because He hasn't come yet. But I can tell you today, and every one of you believe it, because you've all agreed with me, He's coming. So we got to work the junk out of our lives, amen? I walked out to the parking lot the other day, and them guys that hang out in the back of our parking lot out there, and I said, you know, Jesus loves you, but He does say that a drunkard will not go to heaven. So, buddy, you sitting there with a case of beer drinking, your chances are slim to none right now. That's what I told them. I said, you shouldn't be laughing. Have you made a commitment to Jesus yet? These guys are looking at me. Because I figure, if they're going to be on the back of our parking lot, I have every right to go out there and preach at them. I'm going to bug them till they leave or conform to Jesus, not me. conformed to Christ. I'm going to bug the snot out of them. You should too. You should go by there and say, hey, Jesus loves you, and He wants you in the house, not out here. You could drive by and yell at them, hey, Jesus loves you! Why not? You know, because the thing about it is, we have to understand that God's going to determine our eternity, because He's the one that can send us, bring us into heaven or send us to hell. So we've got to conform to Him, and His judgment of us is going to be based on the Word. So what He did was He gave us the Word, so we know, so we're not caught off guard. It's like you're driving down the road, you're doing 50 in a 25, and the police officer pulls you over, and he says, hey, do you know why I pulled you over? And you're like, no, why? He goes, you were doing 50 in a 25. And you're like, well, I didn't know it was 25. He said, that's not my fault. You can go to God and say, I didn't know. I didn't know. That's God's going to say, it's not my fault. I gave you the whole book. I gave you everything I wanted you to know. And you didn't read it. You didn't understand it. It's your fault. The idea is that we come into understanding when we read the Word of God. Remember what we said, Job 28:28. Put it up there. Well, it's working again. Hallelujah. And to man He said, behold, the fear of God, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. So if you want to know what evil is, He tells you in the Word of God. Read the Old Testament, because the Israelites kept doing evil things. The Israelites kept doing things that offended God. They just kept doing things that just bugged God. And God just said, okay, I'm just going to take my hands off of you. I'm going to leave you to yourself for a moment. And then they'd cry out to God in their junk, and God would incline His ear to them, and He would hear them. He'd send a deliverer to them, and they called him Judge. Read the book of Judges, and they called him Judges, and He sent a judge, and the judge would deliver them out of the hands of the enemy because they repented and they turned to God. That's how it works. But one day, Jesus is going to come back for the church, and He's going to rapture the church, and if you're not ready, you won't go. And when they tell you that aliens have invaded the earth and took all these people away, you're going to laugh and say, no, Jesus came and we just weren't ready. I know I'm not easy, man. I'm not going to be easy. I'm not going to let up. I'm not going to let up to this place. Never. I'm not even going to say I'm not going to let up. I want you to go to heaven. I want everybody to go to heaven. Amen. I want us to be ready for when He comes. Amen. And listen, this is what I don't want to hear. Ron, a lot of people didn't make it to heaven because of what you preached. I do not want to hear that. So, when we incline our ear to wisdom, God's wisdom, there's evidence that we're doing it. Amen? We're being changed and we're being transformed. And this takes us into the second if. If you cry out for discernment and lift your voice for understanding. Discernment equals knowledge. If you cry out for the knowledge, for the discernment, to discern the truth, amen? You need to ask for it. And it's okay to cry out to God, amen? It's okay to cry out to God for the things you need. It's okay to cry out to God. But let me tell you, before you start crying out to God for the things you need, cry out to God in praise. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. In the name of Jesus. Just praise Him. Let your heart. Cindy, you need to go back. And you need to listen to today what you did, okay? You need to listen to that song that you came out of your heart today. You need to develop it, and we need to sing it next week, okay? You need to keep that going, because that was something that God put in your spirit. He put a new song in your heart today to praise Him. That's what He said He would do. He would set your feet upon the rock. He would establish your ways, and He'd put a new song in your heart. That's what He did. And we're going to sing it next week. By next week, it ought to be about 10 verses. No expectation on my part. But let it flow. It's okay to cry out to God. Amen? When we praise Him. But we can be confident that when we cry out to God, He'll respond to us. Amen? He'll respond to us as He has told us, ask, ask, ask. He said, keep on asking. Ask, ask, ask. Some people say it's not a lot of faith if you have to keep asking. Well, let me tell you what. I keep asking until the deal's done. Amen? I keep asking, asking, asking. Every day I pray for Delonda's needs because it's not done yet. I'm not willing to settle. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said if I tithe, you rebuke the devourer for me. Rebuke the devourer off of her knee today in the name of Jesus. Lord, do it! I just keep asking and asking and asking. And she calls me and she says, Ron, get over here and lay hands on my knee. We sit and watch TV together. She says, put your hand on me. Because when that, she just believes that there's healing in my hand. So I just put my hand on. I just sit there and I just rub her and just pray for that healing. Just in my spirit, man. Just let it flow, God. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Why not? Why not? In the name of Jesus, why not? Amen. You know, keep asking. Keep asking. And then believe that you're receiving it. Amen. You know, as I pointed out, we have understanding. It's to flee from evil. That's what the understanding does, is it stops evil. The King James Bible says, depart from evil. Get away from it. To be without it. Evil. As we gain knowledge of the Word, our understanding should increase. Our fleeing from evil should increase. You know, like Delana, I'm just going to use you as an example today, hon. That's a good one. You know, but Delana's a movie watcher. She loves to watch movies. And she loves to watch old movies and everything, you know, and I like to watch new movies, you know, and I, you know, when the, wow, where'd it go? When the Marvel movies came out, you know, everybody's like, oh, gotta go see the Marvel, you know, the new Marvel movie, gotta go see it, you know, and it was, you know, we watched the Marvel movies, and Delana's like, we can't watch Marvel movies no more. I'm like, why? I said, it's entertaining. She says, yeah, but it exalts someone else's God. She says, and we shouldn't watch anything that exalts another God. I'm like, you're right. She's like, it offends God. I'm good. So we don't watch Marvel anymore because it's exalting another God. And then we use it as entertainment. See, the more understanding you get, the stuff starts getting away from you. You start getting away from it. So we don't watch things that promote other gods. Amen? We don't watch movies that promote witchcraft. We don't watch Harry Potter. We never have. We never will. We've never read a Harry Potter book. We've never read any part of a Harry Potter book because it promotes witchcraft. You said, oh, but it's good witches. Tell me there's a good witch. Witchcraft is witchcraft. There ain't no such thing as a white witch, dark witch, whatever. A witch is a witch is a witch, and we should not entertain it. And we should not entertain ourselves with it. Some of you are clapping, some of you are looking at me. That's me. Because I'm getting that understanding. I'm growing closer to God, so I have that understanding. Don't entertain yourself with that stuff. You say, well, I'm not there yet. Well, I'm just telling you, get there. Come on. You know, Delana says, the Lord told me we can't watch that any stuff. I goes, He didn't tell me. He goes, yeah, but we're one. I said, you're right. He may not be telling you, but I'm telling you. We've got to watch what we're putting in. Amen. If you're not putting the Word of God in your life, you're going to keep doing things that are going to not get you there. That's why we got to have the Word of God. That's why we got to be planted on the rock. You want to talk? Come on up. Hit her up, Casey.
Okay, so the thing is he's told me I've watched movies for a long time and they're my favorite movies, and one day he told me this offends me. But why did he tell me now instead of back then? Because he doesn't set his kids up for failure. He knew when he could ask me and tell me and I wouldn't do it anymore when I was ready. But the thing is he's told me, you want to be used by God, then you've got to walk a line of holiness. And he said, there's going to be some sacrifices that you have to make. And I say, there's no sacrifice too great if my God is asking me to walk a line of holiness so that he can use me to do whatever he wants through me. Just
Amen.
The mindset that needs to be changed. So I'm not a prude. It's just that he's told me things and I'm like, done, out. No question. Amen.
Amen. So then she tells me and I tell you. That's what love does, right? But understanding should draw us closer to God. Amen. He desires to be close to us. He really wants to be close to us. He desires to impart wisdom to us. If we want it. Amen. If you want to stand out for Jesus, if you want to be close to Him, you got to respond to the word, if in the Word of God. Number three today. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for a hidden treasure. The writer right here labels wisdom in the feminine sense, her. Wisdom in Proverbs is referred to as her. I wrote a play about this once that we did here at the church. I don't know what I did with it, but I thought I would do it again, but I can't find it. So maybe the Lord doesn't want me to do it again. I can't even remember what I wrote from back then. But and we had a lady that played the Holy Spirit. You played wisdom, and it was her. But if you seek for wisdom, if you seek for her as you would for silver, you have to go after it. You know, they seek after silver to get rich, amen? And that's what he's saying. If you seek if you seek after wisdom, it's going to make you rich, amen? You will be spiritually so rich. So just as you know that the gospel is treasure, amen? You need to get into it and discover the promises of the Word of God, the things that Jesus wants to impart to us so that we can live a victorious life here on this earth and for eternity, amen? That's the plan that He has for us. So if you want it, go after it. If you want wisdom, seek for it like you would for silver, amen? Seek for it like you would a treasure. Go after it. Grab a hold of it. Take it in, amen? And this all comes with promises. Everybody say promises. Don't worry, I'm almost done. Maybe. We'll let Him decide. Proverbs 2, we already read it today. He says, then you will, verse 5, then you will understand. You will understand the fear of the Lord. You see, the more that you seek after it, the more that you obtain wisdom, you'll understand the fear of the Lord. You'll get greater understanding. But it's something that you've got to go after, amen? And it'll come to you. And you'll find the knowledge of God. You'll know God. Amen. You'll know Him in a supernatural way. You'll know how to bless God. You'll know how to worship Him. You'll know how to serve Him. You'll have a knowledge of God. And we all need a working, understanding knowledge of God. We need it. For the Lord, verse 6, gives wisdom. The Lord gives wisdom. The Lord gives it. So from His mouth come the knowledge and understanding. So the Lord wants to impart to us knowledge and understanding. And what He's saying is, all you've got to do is seek her like silver. You've got to respond to the three ifs. You've got to receive it, amen, into your life. Because He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He has stored up wisdom for you. There is wisdom from above for you today that He has set aside for you, that you need to drink in, you need to take in, that you need to go after like you're seeking silver. Amen? And get this. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He's a shield. He's your protection. He's the one that will protect you. He's the shield. Psalms 5:12, around the righteous, He'll surround them with the shield of favor. Amen? He is a shield to those that walk uprightly. So us walking uprightly is based upon the wisdom that we gain from the Lord. So let's gain wisdom. Let's go after it like we're hunting down silver, amen? Like we're going to be rich. How many of you want to be rich? I'm not talking about money. You can have all the money in the world and be as poor. Walk in poverty, because the richness comes in your spirit. That your spirit, man, gets so rich. And then verse 8, it says, He guards the paths of justice. He guards. Amen? And preserves the way of His saints. How many of you are a saint? Listen, if you believe in Jesus, you're a saint. Amen? You don't have to do a miracle and die like you would and then have somebody vote on whether you're a saint or not. The Lord Jesus Christ labels you as a saint. When you become a believer, you become a saint. So you become holy. You are holy. Amen? You are holy. He preserves the way of the saints. Verse 9, then you will understand righteousness and justice. You'll understand what it means to be righteous. Listen, you'll start walking it out in your life. You'll be like a different person. The words that come out of your mouth will be different. The things that you say, people are going to be like, I've never heard you talk like that before. You know, and then they're going to be like, what happened to you? You've changed. Because you understand righteousness and justice. You've changed. You've transformed. You've heard the word. You've taken the wisdom of God and you put it in your heart and your mind, and you're changing. Everything doesn't change overnight. I think if He changed us overnight, it'd probably kill us. We'd probably be like, oh my gosh, that's just too much. But He changes you on that road, on that walk that you're on. He changes you. He's molding your heart. He's molding you, your mind. Amen? So that you understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. And you're on every good path. Amen? Gaining wisdom from the Lord is a wonderful thing. And it's not hard to get. So we talked about in the book of James a few weeks ago, you have to ask for it. Amen? You have to ask for it, and you will find it. And it'll benefit your life like nothing else. So, we just need to make a decision. Are we going to do it God's way or our way? That's all that matters. God's way leads us to eternal life. Amen? And that's where I want to be, and that's where I want you to be. Amen? Eternally secure. Our way leads to destruction and separation from God. So how do you want your life to be going, and who do you want leading it? Let's pray. Father, here we are before You. Your people, God. Lord, we already did the altar call. We've already been forgiven of our sins. And Lord, we know that was the wisest thing we could do, is to surrender all to Jesus. So here we sit in front of you today, seeking your wisdom, God. Wisdom from above. Do things your way. That you would come alive inside of each one of us like never before. If you need wisdom today, just raise your hand right now. I'm just going to pray for you. Amen, 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 amen. Yeah, we all need wisdom. Amen. So, Father, you see everybody's hand going up today, Lord. You see the desire for wisdom, Lord. And we're asking, I'm standing in the gap with my brothers and sisters, and I'm asking for wisdom from above to come to each one of us today, God. That, Lord, that you would speak to us so clearly through your word. And, Lord, you said, Lord, that those that receive the truth can hear your voice. So that I pray that we would have an open ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. That we would hear from heaven today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And the wisdom that comes from above would come down to each one of us. And there'd be a clarity. That, Lord, today would be a day of clarity for each one of us. And Father, that your righteous right hand would give each one of us strength for the journey that we're on. So, Father, we thank you for this time today, for your word, which washes over us. And Father, that you would be the glory and the lifter of our head today, God, that our confidence would be in the things above and not beneath. And Lord, our hope would be in you. We thank you for this day. I pray you be with every person here today as they go their way today. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand today. Huh?